from stpetecatalyst.com.
We are in the Catalyst studio with candidate for mayor, Vince Nowicki. It's good to see you, sir.
It's good to see you, too. How are you doing today?
I'm living the dream.
Awesome.
How's life on the campaign trail?
Life on the campaign trail is going great. I'm getting great response from residents and taxpayers and voters of the city, stakeholders. Myself, personally, I've knocked on over 10,000 doors, made over 7,000 phone calls and 4,000 text messages. We have over 1,000 yard signs out throughout the city. And we're just talking with regular voters every single day that have been abandoned, neglected, and forgotten throughout the city. So I'm excited that we're running a true grassroots campaign. We don't have inflated staff or big offices. So, you know, running a campaign for the people and by the people of the city.
Cool. So we're getting to know you better today by seeing what unanswered questions you'd love to see answered. And we broke it down, put some parameters on. We wanted it to be something within the realm of humanity, so not getting existential. Something in the last couple years, something kind of from history, and then something a little more fun and lighthearted. So let's dive in. What's the first answer you'd love to have?
The first answer I'd love to have, and I think I've talked about it a couple times or mentioned it briefly in a couple previous interviews, talking about, you know, accountability and transparency with government, city hall, news media and outlets. And so, if I may, you know, there really hasn't been, you know, a lot of accountability on locally elected, you know, public officials, you know, the mayor, city council, and not a lot of transparency. You know, for example, you have Central and Fourth, which is a vacant lot that the Development Review Commission passed a 46-story condo building when 50% of the commission didn't even vote on it. And city council last year voted to approve the building without any public input in a 20-minute meeting. But yet Red Apple Real Estate Group and John Castamatis gave over $50,000 to the mayor, donated thousands of dollars to individual city council members and their PACs, and nobody really holds publicly elected officials accountable, and it's not transparent because nobody reports it.
Sure. So, you know, and obviously that is partially due to the changing game of local news. Staffs are being shrunk all over the place due to the financial constraints, and the traditional newspaper model is suffering, as we've seen local newspapers closing across the country. So have you thought of any innovative ways to help bring some of that transparency back?
Yeah, you know, I think it would be a great start if, you know, let's take Tropicana Field, for example. You know, the Rays and the ownership organization of the Rays, Stu Steinberg and several other owners, you know, donated, you know, almost $200,000 to Mayor Kreisman when he last ran to his super PAC. And then you have two out of the four developers, Blue Sky Communities and Third Lake Capital. They donated money to Kreisman and individual city council members and some people running for city council for mayor now. So I think there should be a law that if you have a bid that's being reviewed by either the Developmental Review Commission or something that's going in front of city council, you should not be allowed to donate money to either publicly elected officials or people running for office because it's a clear conflict of interest.
Cool. All right, let's move on to the second answer, something from history.
That's kind of been a tough one. You know, I was kind of going back and forth whether it was, you know, who really killed JFK or if we landed on the moon. You know, there's a lot of UFO talk recently in the news. But I kind of, after a lot of thought and consideration, I thought, you know, what would the world look like if, you know, Abraham Lincoln wasn't assassinated, if JFK wasn't assassinated, if Martin Luther King wasn't assassinated, if Robert Kennedy wasn't assassinated? And so that always kind of has been a driver and a motivator for me to run for public office, is that you have these real heroes and real examples of pure leadership who sadly were assassinated before they could accomplish truly great things, but were able to leave a message that people were able to pick up and carry forward.
And when you look back at history, and they all, many of them were in the political realm, and you see the progress that we've made as a nation, do you think that we are on a somewhat defined trajectory, and that had they not been assassinated, we'd have just moved more efficiently and more expediently along that trajectory? Or do you think the trajectory might be completely different?
Well, I think that's somewhat of an existential question, right? You know, with, you know, theory of illumination, kind of if, you know, we're already on a trajectory for where we're going in life. You know, so I think the world would be a vastly different place. You know, it's one tiny ripple can sweep down the walls of oppression, you know, Robert Kennedy said. It just starts with one tiny ripple. So who knows how many ripples Abraham Lincoln more could have created? Who knows how many more people Martin Luther King could have inspired with another, you know, I Have a Dream speech, or how many more people Robert Kennedy could have inspired if he was elected president and beat Nixon, if he won the primary. So I don't think it maybe just would have changed a little bit or would have continued down a path. I think our world would look in a very different place today.
And pivoting from the existential to the smile-inducing, hopefully, what's your fun or lighthearted truth that you would like to know?
So what really grinds my gears and keeps me up at night, tossing and turning, losing hours of sleep every night, is why do they sell 10 hot dogs in a pack, but only 8 hot dog buns?
Well, I thought we weren't going to get existential.
Yeah, you know, I just, you know, it's I'm a business owner and a real estate guy. So, you know, obviously it's you buy more hot dogs and you buy more hot dog buns. But I just always find it funny how if you just want one pack, you know, you're caught either with more hot dogs or not enough buns.
I just wonder if it's, you know, a class struggle between the hot dog makers and the bun makers to see who will dominate. But that's a fair question, and we'll get our crack team on that and see if we can figure it out.
After we get the crack team on, you know, city council and the mayor and holding them accountable, because as you know, there's a shortage with paper and everything else
sure,
like that.
Sure. I didn't say where in the list it would go for the crack team, but it's on the list somewhere.
Awesome. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Vince.
From stpcatalyst.com.